Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. You must be 21 or older. Hello, everybody, and welcome on in. Hot start, everybody. Hello, everyone, and welcome on into this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. It's rivalry week here at Megan Fun of Sports, baby. This week we have the Patriots against the Colts. Of course, we all know that my beautiful co-host Megan Gailey is a Colts fan, and I am a Patriots fan. And we have only been doing this podcast for a year, but we already have like a tradition. This week is very special to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm nervous. And I think both of our teams, remember last year, it was like playoff implications, a lot on the line. And this year, the bragging rights are truly just for this podcast. Like the material going around the locker room is they're trying to get the Colts fired up so they can have the bragging rights on Megan from the sports, because there's really not a lot else on the line for them.
This is very true. And for those of you who were not listening to us last year, first of all, I'm sorry for you, but welcome. Welcome. We are happy that you are here. Since you weren't here, we have to fill you in on what happened. Megan and I had a little bet, you know, whoever lost the game, the winner got to tweet from their account. So the Colts beat the Patriots. Megan got to tweet from my account that Josh McDaniels essentially looked like somebody who was storming the Capitol on January 6th.
Which and within, he does. I stand by that assessment.
I had a total panic attack live on the air. Within seconds of tweeting it, I had Kimberly Martin, who's an ESPN reporter. She tweeted me, Megan, why are you tweeting this? My former coworkers were tweeting me. I thought that the Crafts were going to call me and say, what the heck? You used to work for us. But listen, you won, and you won the bet, and I had to suffer through that.
And I felt really, really bad. And the good news is he's no longer there. So he's not even a part of the Patriots organization, and I like to think maybe that was the final straw. He said, I got to get out of here.
They were like, we better look into this situation. And then maybe they found out he was storming the Capitol. Who knows? Just kidding. He was not storming the Capitol. But welcome on into our show. We've had a crazy week. I mean, there's a lot of sports to talk about. We have trades. We have firings. We've got morons of the week. There's been a lot of them, let me tell you. And of course, we have Halloween. Now, Megan, Eddie, I know you guys are both really into Halloween. I'm a lame-o.
I don't think I am. I like honestly don't even think I am that into Halloween, but I find it really so much pressure, a lot of pressure, but.
I mean, you got your kid, what, 5 costumes?
Yeah, we went definitely overboard. He was an elephant on Halloween night. We invited our street to come over and have sort of a driveway party. It was a roaring success. I'm very proud. We had snacks.
Did you make friends?
Yes. Snacks, drinks, friends. And like everybody was like, the street's never gotten together like this. So DPC, that's what I call our street, DPC. We got it popping and everyone's like, we really love the vibes you guys have brought. And so I think, so he was an elephant for that. We did not have one trick-or-treater, and I'm seeing all
we didn't either. And
media.
I'm upset about it.
Now, I think what's happening is that kids are going to like businesses. They go to these fall festivals. They go to things called like trunk or treat, and that they don't end up doing the neighborhoods anymore. And I feel like an old woman, but I'm like, it's fun. Go to people's houses. You get a variation. It's a little spooky what you're walking up to. Like, we did it right. And they're doing
it
right.
Yeah, and I also think it's happened, like, there are certain neighborhoods who are more into Halloween than other neighborhoods. So now kids have gotten smarter.
Yeah.
And they just start at the
rich,
super candy.
The rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
so they all go to the rich neighborhoods. They get the king-size candy bars and call it a day. Where me, I had candy. I was ready to hand it out to my treaters, and I didn't get a single one.
You think middle-class people don't like full-size candy bars? Well, you're wrong, kids, okay? I would have given you a damn chair out of my house if you came. And then, yeah, we went to a party on Saturday night. It was the craziest party I've ever been. Like, decked out, super intense decorations. There was a tarot card reader, someone doing poems, photo booth, like the dry ice, smoke everywhere, a DJ. It was, I felt like I was at a Halloween party in a movie that you're like, no one's Halloween party ever looks like that. It was a business paying for it. So I think that's why they were able to spend a little cash and didn't have Halloween parties the last few years. And the theme was villains. And so CJ, my husband and I, we dressed up as the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. And before we left the house, we did put Conrad in a little Kevin McAllister costume. So we took a family picture like that. But at the villains, there were some sports people. There was someone dressed as Tom Brady. Now, they just had a Tom Brady jersey on, which it's like, come on, give us a little, like, give us some hair, give us some weird contouring on the cheeks. Like, and they were in a Patriots one. It's like, he wasn't even like the big villain in on the Patriots. And then there was also somebody dressed as Lance Armstrong. And then Lance Armstrong's wife was dressed as Tonya Harding. I think we've debunked some of the Tonya Harding villainous, urban legends, but it was really fun. There were two other sets of Wet Bandits there.
Oh, I hate that.
I was like, damn it.
I really hate that. I kind of wish someone dressed up as Urban Meyer.
Oh yeah.
That would have been a big hit in Florida.
With
big
the wife grinding. That's a good couple. Yeah. Then you just have the, you know, and you could do it with someone that you feel like you can really get all up been there on.
Yeah, that'd be a great, you know, like young couple costume, you know, a good little icebreaker.
Our Halloween decorations are down and All I Want for Christmas has already blared in this house.
Oh, good. No. Good. We haven't reached that point yet. We didn't really decorate for Halloween. We're not a big Halloween house. I don't know. Does that make us lame? We haven't dressed up in years. All right. We're not into it. I know Eddie, you had a great costume. You and Jada, what would you guys dress as?
Yeah, we were traveling, so we couldn't do our usual thing. We usually kind of basically cross-dress the last few years in a group costume, but we were traveling to Seattle, so we still kind of did a couple's costume, but we did Seinfeld. And I was going to do Elaine, but I ended up doing George a little bit easier, and then Jada dressed up as Jerry. So that was a big hit, pretty easy, and it was a crowd pleaser. My friends definitely enjoyed that, so that was a lot of fun.
And so you went out in Seattle dressed in the Halloween costume.
We kind of messed up because we did it. We did a Friday party. So a few days before, we didn't leave the house because that was our first time that we all, all me and my friends congregated. So we just stayed in the house. My buddy's a chef. So he cooked like this insane dinner for us. So we just didn't leave. We just stayed in the house, kind of party.
I don't think this pictures. Sounds like you messed up at all.
I know.
Eddie, this is your kind of party. You hate leaving your house.
Well, yeah. And then Saturday night, we went out in the Capitol Hill area, which is a popular area in Seattle. And everyone was dressed up. But we went to a bar not dressed up. And all of us were like, yeah, we're lame. We should have saved it for that night, but we kind of did it too early, but no complaints though. It was a great weekend.
Well, I'm glad everybody. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I definitely felt like my inhibitions were lower, maybe because I was, you know, drinking and I didn't know anyone at the party and I was dressed as Joe Pesci. And so like at one point I was like really breaking it down, dropping it low, twerking as Joe Pesci. And I felt really the freest I felt in a long time. Like just had my nursing bra on. Had my 5 o'clock shadow, had feathers taped all over me, and I said, this is who I am, this is how I feel free.
I'm so happy for you. You deserve that. This is your first Halloween not pregnant in a year. So and then the one before that was COVID. So happy Halloween, everybody. I'm glad that everybody had a wonderful time. Maybe next year, by this time, I'll have friends in Orlando, and I, too, can celebrate Halloween. Yes. But until then, we'll continue to work on that. All right, you guys are listening to this not to hear about our Halloweens, but to hear about sports and morons and all of the things. So we will start, as we always do, with our moron of the week. Megan Gailey, please enlighten us.
Okay, so I have multiple morons. I was really struggling to even find a mensch this week, but then I remembered. So my first morons of this week are the Michigan State football players who had not a beatdown on the field, a beatdown in the tunnel of a Michigan player. And I believe four of them have been suspended. There may be more coming. And the reality is, I have never played football, but I understand that the endorphins and the testosterone is running high. This is a rivalry game. You're in state. There's a tunnel shared. But the reality is, stuff like this makes football look so bad, because I've never understood fighting in football. It's like, you get to tackle each other already. Why don't you just wait until the next one, the next play, and then you're fighting, essentially? So to see this level of violence come out, and it was really, the footage is really, I thought, unsettling. And I have been on record of saying, I do not want my son to play football. And this is the type of stuff where it's like, I see this, and it doesn't just stay on the field. It's very hard to then turn off and go, okay, now I'm going to be easy breezy bright, where it's like, it lingers. I know kids that used to snort Adderall before games. Like, you've got to get yourself to such a place where you can just annihilate another human. And it was really brutal, and I think makes the sport look really bad on the whole. And I know that they've faced repercussions. I don't think this is necessarily even an isolated thing. I think if this could happen at Michigan and Michigan State, that this has the possibility to happen everywhere. And it's a bad look all around. And then my other moron is taunting. The taunting penalties are stupid. If you score what is essentially a game-winning touchdown and you take your helmet off, yes, take your helmet off. Who cares?
And he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds. I was rooting for the Falcons because I had them. But
taking your helmet off, I tweeted, I would have taken my damn pants off. Okay. Like, and I'm juxtaposing these because it's truly victimless. Like, did anyone on the Falcons go, oh my God, his helmet is off? Like, what are we're behaving like losers, babies. They've got to get rid of these. It ended up costing them the game, and everyone was so mad at DJ Moore. And it's like, to me, DJ Moore did nothing wrong. The kicker should have made the
kick. Not one thing.
The kicker should have made the kick. But then it's like, this is so stupid. And he's like, I got to be better than that. Better than what? It's so minimal. It's so dumb. They need to reassess that rule, because it makes the NFL look like losers.
I couldn't agree more with the taunting. That was ridiculous. As bad as I wanted the Falcons to win and cover, which they still didn't cover. It was absurd. My moron of the week. I have it written down. How do I always forget what my morons are?
Because everyone's a moron, so it's hard to, you know,
classify. It is true. I mean, we are overwhelmed with morons this week. Eddie, I think you're going to need earmuffs, because I have a lot of thoughts on this game. And I know you attended. You were on a business trip to watch your Giants in Seattle. I hope you expense some good meals on sale, because it was a business trip, truly. But your team came out on the losing end of it. But my moron of the week is the officiating crew for that game, and not because the reasons that you want it, but Pete Carroll on the sideline. Old man Pete Carroll, he's in his 70s. God bless him. He is so excited. He's celebrating when Geno Smith took off running to get the first down, hands in the air, and he accidentally, whoopsies, hits a ref, and he got the penalty. And again, similar to Megan with the Carolina Panthers, I know maybe this one was warranted a little bit more, but he got the penalty interfering with a ref. I think when you're Pete Carroll's age, like, when you get that excited, we should just give him a free pass.
Yeah. He's so I saw him in person like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh my God, Pete Carroll's old. Like, you know, when the posture starts to like bend a little bit. And so
the ears start to grow. Yes, and the nose gets even bigger.
Your ears and your nose never stop growing. And I think
I look forward
maybe
to that.
Neither does your spine, because it's like, it starts weighing you down. And it's like, we're flagging this elder, you guys. Gotta stop.
I know. And for Gino, like, what a game for Gino. And I actually, my another moron of the week is my husband, because I'm in a daily fantasy league every week. And I was like, I just feel really good about Gino today. I'm starting Gino. And he said, you're an idiot. Start Daniel Jones over Gino, because maybe he'll get a rushing touchdown. Gino looks like an MVP caliber player on Sunday. All right. My marriage is on the rocks right now.
I am happy for Gino. I really am.
Okay, Eddie, do you have a moron? Maybe yourself. Sorry, for Eddie. Going to that game?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not upset about going to the game at all. It was a great experience. I obviously wanted my team to win, but I didn't think the Giants were going to go, you know, 16-1. So it's not the worst case in the world. They have a bye week. They have the Texans and Lions coming up. Like, things are going to be fine.
You're all good.
And that game was lost due to special teams. So it's not that big of a deal. But I do agree. The referee you know, group did miss a call that could have helped the Giants, but overall not the reason they lost. But my moron, it's a team. It is the Brooklyn Nets, the second team in New York. It's just I'm sick and tired as a Knicks fan. I'm sick and tired of everyone talking about the Nets, like, oh, this is their time to shine. You guys have all heard it. It's just never going to happen. And you start off this offseason with your best player, arguably one of the best players in the league, fighting with ownership about a trade, and then he ends up losing to ownership. So that happens. Kyrie's been pretty wild the last few years anyway, and then he adds it, you know, even more now with his recent comments. And then you go and fire Steve Nash, who I feel like Steve Nash – it's like the chaperone watching the kids at the Chuck E. Cheese running around like the ball pit trying to wrangle all of them. And that's what I feel like he's doing. And they fired him. And I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I feel like Steve Nash will get a job somewhere else and be an awesome coach.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like his basketball IQ is probably great. And he just was in an awful situation. And it seems like everyone is taking his side. And then you go and say you want to hire Ime Udoka, who just was fired for transgressions that we still don't know really the full details of that. And again, he's a phenomenal basketball coach, did bring the Celtics to the finals. That I'm not taking away from his basketball acumen, but I just feel like you've had so many weird PR issues. Why are you going to bring in a guy like that? You should bring in somebody who is the most boring vanilla coach of all time to just kind of put some fires out. So the Nets truly are moronic, so that's why they get my moron of the week.
I was going to save this for our basketball section, but I'm glad you brought it up now because it's insane what is going on. First of all, I don't even know if Kyrie Irving is going to be on the team by the end of the year. Like, is he going to be playing basketball? He has completely lost his mind. And I think Steve Nash was probably okay with being fired. He was like, you know what? I don't want to look after this group. I'm all set. They are a bunch of nut jobs, all of them. And I think he probably was celebrating the day after he got fired, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, I do think they have come out and said that it was mutual. And whenever that comes out, I'm always like, no, they got fired. In this case, I'm like, this actually may have been mutual. Because I do think he was probably like, I'm good. And we all saw that picture of him where his like eyes are popping out like the teacher in Daria. So I think he is happy to be rid of them. But it does... It does on a sad level go, Kevin Durant is wasting some really great years of what was supposed to be this redemption for him. Of, yes, he went to Golden State and got a ring, and all anyone did was call him a snake and a traitor and disloyal. And so he said, okay, great, I'll go do it. And he's still an amazing player. He has suffered a difficult injury, but I think has come back really well. And you just see him, even in the press conference yesterday, they're like, how did you react to this news? He's like, yeah, I woke up from a nap and I heard about it. Like the mood is somber. And
I got two things. Kevin Durant, when was the last time he did a calf raise? First of all, we need to say that in honor of Amon Ross St. Brown's father. And second of all, I think Kyrie Irving needs to see Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend to take ayahuasca because he needs to cleanse the mind. He needs to clear everything that's going on.
I wouldn't go see Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend if I was on my deathbed because I don't think it worked on him either. But yeah, this Ime Udoka truly, CJ asked me about it. He's like, can you believe this? And I'm like, yeah, of course I can fully believe this because all that the world has shown us is that the stories of women and the plight against women, they do not care. And even though we hold the NBA to a higher standard and want to go, they are the wokest league. They do it right. It's like, they don't. Really comes down to it, they make mistakes as well. I don't know. I it seems probably
it's comical at this point. When I saw they were hiring Ime Udoka, I just laughed.
Yeah. I said, of course.
Like, this is going to fix all of their issues right now.
Of course they are. Okay. On to.
But I am happy for Steve Nash because now he can focus on his true passion, which is making TikTok dance videos with his family.
Yeah. And
so for Steve Nash.
And I think for Megan, your household, this will probably be better news for the Celtics because you move a distraction out of there. And I don't think they've had it be a distraction, but it's something that could continue to come up because he's on this indefinite, is he going to be fired? Is he going to be continued to be suspended? And now they just, you know, moved it a state over, and it's in. It's
well,
in
I'm a Magic fan now. So as right, a Magic fan that is invested in the Magic and solely the Magic, my 1-7 Magic. But listen, Bol Bol, you guys, he's a player.
You know what? I will go first on Mensch of the Week because mine actually comes from the Boston Celtics and was Halloween specific. Grant Williams of the Celtics dressed as Batman before the game, as a lot of the players did. And then he showered and he got back into his Batman costume. And then he did post-game interviews as Batman. Like, he was like, what I really love about this team is that we're like, put it, like, did the voice, everything, to the point where Jason Tatum is off camera and goes, what are you doing? Like, he was so committed. It was so funny. You forget that these guys are so big and tall. And some of them, it's like, yeah, they're 21. They're children still. And they've got childlike whimsy in their heart. And I just thought it was so funny.
I love him so much. My Mensch of the Week is actually our Against All Odds crew. I listen to them every Monday, every Tuesday, every Friday, every Thursday. Like, listen, they are my guys. And on Mondays, I really listen in because usually on Monday, I'm headed to Stamford, Connecticut, where gambling is legal. So I listen and I listen all their inside information on the prop bets. So I decided after they all gave off their props, I didn't really love Sal's prop. Sorry, Sal. But I just didn't love it because it was a Jacoby Brissett prop. And I was like, I don't really want to put my money there. But I took Parlay Kitt's prop. I took Harry's prop, of course, because I love Harry. Everybody knows that. And I took Brother Bri's prop. And all three of them hit. All three. I was beaming from ear to ear, so happy. And I would have put some bets in of my own, but I was on the same page with the boys. So thank you, boys, for winning me money. And my hot streak continues.
You had a great weekend.
I did. I made some real good money. The Megalock is 5-1. I mean, now there's pressure. I have to decide the Megalock either today or tomorrow morning. And, I feel good that we could go 6-1, but now I feel like people are waiting for it. Like, one of the producers I work with, he said to me, you made me $200 last week. So now people are waiting for this. People that I know, people in my life. So pressure's on. And now people that were 5-1, they're going to jump on board. And then if I lose, they're going to be off.
Oh, so yeah.
This is a really important week.
I think you and Harry could do a couple's costume. You guys could be Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger from Twins. I think that would be
so
cute.
Yeah, Harry and I are basically an online couple.
Yeah,
sort
you really
of.
Are.
I mean,
not, you really.
I think I'm the only one who finds Harry absolutely hilarious.
He just
everything
you.
He says, I die laughing. He really does.
Oh boy. Okay, Eddie, who is your mensch this week?
Yeah, so I was going to go with a lame one with the Seahawks fan just being cool, but I actually found a story this morning that I love, and it kind of ties into the NFL trading deadline, which I'm sure we'll get into. Robert Quinn and Dean Marlowe, they were both traded. Marlowe from the Falcons to the Bills, and Robert Quinn traded from the Bears to the Eagles. Now, why those two players are significant is because the new teams they're playing for already had their buys, and the teams they used to play for did not have their buys yet, which means they will be the first two players in NFL history, if they all play the rest of the year, will have played all 18 games. So they'll play a full schedule, basically plus a game. So I'm hoping that these two guys, who are impactful players, very, very much so, play for their teams the rest of the way. I want to see if they could really be the 2022 season Ironmen and finish out this entire season playing 18 games, because that'll be some feat. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm crossing my fingers for those two guys.
I hope they get extra money too. Now, you mentioned the Seahawks. I want to ask you more about it when we get into all of our NFL coverage. Megan, you had a great betting weekend, and we had some listeners that had great weekends too. The prop quiz winner was Eric Gatter. He got 8 right, and then Pick'em Matt Bluth with 11 right. You did better.
Jesus.
You did better than all of us. Megan Connolly is gaining on me, okay? Out of the Megan Fun of Sports crew, I am still in the lead, 55-57-3. I'm under 500. Megan is 2 games behind me, and then Eddie is rounding out. He's 49-63-3, and he wrote this. I would never say this. He wrote this. I am literally the worst. Eddie, you're not.
Well, it's Eddie, it happened because your first week was terrible. So yeah. You started from way behind, and you're just inching your way back.
I am literally the worst. Me and Will are the two worst scorers. Both guys.
Oh, Will's awful.
Both two guys who play in the NFL. So it's just like we're not, you know.
You played in the NFL?
We just see our picks way differently than everyone else. That's what happens. I think Will joined a little bit late, maybe, you're right, Megan. One correct pick, but I've rebounded a little bit from that. But it's the NFL. I thought every week you think you have good picks and it looks like the board's easier. The next week it flips back to this NFL season is so wonky. I know it sounds like a lame excuse, but it's like even Sal Sweeney, but it's like it's a crazy year.
You look at the division leaders and you're like, the Falcons? The Seahawks? Yeah. Like it is there's a lot of wild stuff going on. We're gonna collect our thoughts, we're gonna take a quick break, and then we will dive back into the NFL and all of the trade deadline news.
Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. The first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 rewards credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more. And because Caesar plays by the rule, here comes a lengthy, responsible gaming disclaimer. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, in Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we are back. Now, before we touch on all of the impactful trades that happen, it's important to note that a news story came out this morning that Dan and Tanya, he always has to bring Tanya into it. And it's like, let Tanya live her damn billionaire life in peace. I know she's your wife and maybe she's evil too, but can't she just have a nice day, Dan? The Snyders are quote, exploring their options to sell the team. Now, this is like, this ended up being breaking news. And I'm like, this isn't like, tell me when it's done. Like, they've hired Bank of America. It's like, we're going to have to be strung along this entire process. It's,
I feel like this is like house hunting, right? Like, exploring our options, you know, like us middle-class folks here who still like king-size candy bars. We explore options on, you know, if we can afford to buy the car, if we can afford to buy the apartment, if we can afford, like, when you're a billionaire, you don't need to explore options. Just sell the team.
And like, why do we need to know what bank you've hired? I'm worried that he's going to find a way to be like, well, we explored our options and it's actually not good for us, and so we're not doing it. And going to use this as like, I tried, like one of those. But I don't want to get breaking news every time there is like, okay, they're now in escrow. I know you don't do that with sales. They've now closed. All right.
The appraisal is pending.
The DocuSign has been sent. It's like, alert us when it's sold and do not give us breaking news along the way. And you don't need to be step-by-step taken through this.
No, no, we really don't. But I do think it is pretty much a done deal. I think after your owner, Jim Irsay, made the comments he did, I think their league is digging deeper. And there's obviously, we know this. This is truly not breaking news. But there's some damning information out there about Dan Snyder and the Snyder family. And I think they're going to sell. It will just be, you know, we'll see how quickly. Is it a day? Is it 2 days? Is it 2 months? Is it next season? I don't know. But it's going to happen.
Okay. And then the trade deadline was yesterday. We are
busy day. Oh my God. Speaking of breaking news, my phone was going off day with Schefter tweets. And my team did nothing.
Some of them more important than others. The Colts were selling, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Traded Nyheim Hines, who I only hear the greatest things about. I think the locker room is really sad to lose him. Traded to the Bills. And so I think we can all agree.
Which is good for you because that's your other team.
Yes. And, yeah. And now he gets to go and genuinely compete for a ring.
I have a question for you. Your top running back, Jonathan Taylor, who we love, he's done nothing for me in fantasy. Nothing at all. Yeah. He's injured. He didn't practice today. And then they trade Hines.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're sellers, but what's going on here?
So I blame his lack of production on the offensive line, who is the highest paid
line in the NFL.
And bad. And there was a theory that came out of a reporter for the Indianapolis Star, Greg Doyle, who I really like. We're little Twitter friends. And he said that he thinks that there's a possibility. Now, this is totally conjecture about people's health. So please take it with somewhat of a grain of salt. He thinks that three of the linemen who had COVID last year may be suffering from long COVID because their production, it's such a drastic drop off. Quentin Nelson, all pro, consistent
Notre Dame,
got this massive deal and now gets beat. A lot. Like, he looks bad and he I don't think he's someone who would get a deal and then go, okay, I got paid. I don't need to try. I don't think that's who he is. And I also think the energy Matt Ryan brought into the locker room, that wasn't like, it seemed like guys actually did buy in. I genuinely think something is going on, whether that's it, whether it's some lingering injuries. But if you don't have a line, you can't run. And you also get sacked a lot. And that's what has happened.
And now your offensive coordinator was fired as of yesterday. That's the other breaking news. So as they look to this game, preparing for the Patriots. I mean, I know I am a Patriots homer, but I've mentioned many times this is not a Patriots team I like. I think given the circumstances, what's going on with the Colts, the trade, the health of Jonathan Taylor, firing the offensive coordinator, I got to go with the Patriots on this one.
Not to mention, this will be the starting quarterback's first road game ever. So there's,
he looked okay.
Yeah. And he did. And I think even the struggles he had were kind of offensive line based, but a lot of criticism still coming for Frank Reich. The offensive coordinator they fired did not call the plays. And so at some point it's like, if the offense isn't
Frank
getting
Reich's
it,
gone.
I know. And it really,
he's gone.
It really makes me genuinely sad to my heart. Because
he'll be fine. He'll get a coordinator job and then maybe go coach in college and then he'll come back and get another head coaching job. Just like Lovie Smith. Like it all works out. They're fine.
I know. It's just, I don't like to see people lose their job, especially when they're like good people. But yeah, Colts Nation is, ooh, my gosh, it's dark. It's dark, 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 dark. Kenny Moore was tweeting and deleting stuff. I've been tweeting positive things at Colts players. Love ya. Like truly a mom. Keep your head up. They're like, who are you? TJ Hawkinson was traded to the Vikings. Chase Claypool traded from the Steelers, I believe.
And they gave up a lot for him, the Bears, which Chase Claypool, listen, like I like him, but really? That much for this Bears team? Okay, whatever. Second round pick?
It was interesting for the Bears to be, because the Bears were sellers, but also buyers. And it's like, you don't really have a lot going on.
I like Fields, though. I like Fields better and better. Every time I see Fields, I like him more and more.
Okay.
Happy for him.
That's good. I think we were probably hoping for a little bit more of blockbuster trades. Alvin Kamara did not move. Brandon Cooks did not. Jerry Jeudy did not.
However, Calvin Ridley is now with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which I know, you know, he's not going to play this year, but that's a good pickup for the Jags. And I know everybody's out on Trevor Lawrence right now. Everybody's saying he's not very good. I would just like to remind everybody, Josh Allen took 3 years of being terrible before he was good. So can we just pump the brakes on all of our knee-jerk reactions, please? Like, these quarterbacks, let's give them some time. Thank you.
I need Trevor Lawrence to be bad, though. So I am fully on the bandwagon of he stinks. The Ridley trade was obviously a little ironic because he bet for the Falcons to beat the Jaguars, and that is what he is facing this year-long suspension for, and now he finds himself on the Jaguars. So I wonder what sort of greeting they're going to give him when he walks in. Like, hey. And he can't play. He's just like,
can he gamble this year that he's suspended?
I don't think so. But and even worse, because now he's in Florida.
Well, it's not legal here anymore.
Oh, when did that happen?
Oh, it was only legal for like a month. Like they probably canceled it like late November. The Hard Rock sports betting app.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. Trouble, tough for us Floridians trying to place bets.
Oh, no. Real trouble in paradise for Florida. It has officially been announced that Tom Brady and Giselle are divorcing. We all felt this was coming. It honestly, I cannot believe he has not mid-season retired.
Well, it's not even announced that they're divorcing. It's done. Divorce is finalized. We got a picture of single parent Tom Brady on Halloween dressed as the Grim Reaper. I mean, this relationship is over. 13 years of marriage, I believe it was. 13 years of marriage, two children, several trips to the Super Bowl, and it's done. And we all thought it was because Tom Brady refused to retire from football. But now there's a new rumor circulating, and that it's because maybe, perhaps, Tom Brady was talking to the Miami Dolphins about purchasing the team, and he did not consult his wife about
this. And that's a big purchase. I think we can all agree to buy an NFL team. Now, a lot has always been said. Giselle makes a lot of money, has made a lot of money. I think if you run the numbers, they come in very close. If anything, she's ahead. So would he have needed to dip into that joint account, or was he dipping in only to TB12 to buy it?
Well, you're married. I mean, do you guys have rules? Like, you know, if you're going to buy something more expensive than X amount of dollars, we got to have a conversation about it?
No.
Okay. We don't really have that either, but it's kind of like a unspoken thing. Like, you know, if you're going to buy this, let's talk about it before you just go spend all of our money on that. I think buying a team would fall under that umbrella.
I would imagine. And I've seen this on Housewives and on Bravo. Once a husband on Married to Medicine, he got in big trouble because he took $25,000 out to invest in some app that sounded terrible. And his wife got so mad. He goes, "You bought a Maserati without telling me." So it's really like, it ends up being kind of like funny stuff. CJ and I don't even have a joint bank account. Like I'm truly.
Oh, so we have the joint bank account.
My money, your money.
because I recently purchased my husband a bike for his birthday, and it was like, you know, you really want this bike, right? Like, we're, you know, you're going to ride it, right? Like, you're going to get this bike. And so we talked about how I was going to buy him a bike, and it's very different than a team or a Maserati.
No, it's for sure. And I bet Giselle was like, you can buy the Dolphins. I just wish, like, I want it to have been like a traditional domestic. I just wish you would have communicated it with me while they're emptying the dishwasher. Like, I'm not even against you. I love
There's no chance they empty the dishwasher.
I love Ace Ventura.
They have someone to do that for them.
Snowflake. You know, I want them to be a part of our family, but you got to let me know. Like, did the bank call her? And we're like, hey, Jizzy. That's what my dad calls her. I'm like, you cannot call her Jizzy.
Jizzy?
Hey, Jizzy. TV12's trying to take out $75 billion to buy the Ace Ventura team. She goes, oh, God, I got to get my crystals out. Time to put a spell on him. And it worked.
Yeah, and then she had to put all those crystals in an Amazon package and take them to her spiritual healer.
Ugh, justice for Jizzy.
Justice for Jizzy. That's a terrible nickname.
That's what I named my first car because I was like a virgin. I didn't know anything. And I got a Jeep and I said, Jizzy the Jeep. And everyone was like, oh, Megan. Oh, just a sweet little girl. Okay. Eddie, you made the pilgrimage up to follow your Giants to Seattle. Now, Seattle really prides himself. We're the 12th man. And I remember reports a few years ago, Seattle PD was dressing as undercover fans of other teams because there was so many like fights and violence happening. What was the scene like up there?
I never read that before. I didn't know that actually happened because I was
maybe
say,
like 8 years ago. I don't know.
I mean, maybe because they're playing the Giants and maybe because they're just like kind of happy to be succeeding without Russ with Geno Smith in a year that many people thought they were going to be the worst team in the NFL.
Yes.
They were as pleasant as possible. Like, I mean, it really is like just super. Even people, they were like trying to rib us like, oh, you know, we just scored. Huh? But like, it's all good. We're having fun. Like, we're just happy to be here. Yeah, we have a winning record. You have a winning record. No, they were great. I love Seattle. I literally would live there. I'd love to move from LA.
Did you go to Sean Kemp's shop?
We did.
I went to that shop too. It's a great shop.
I took pictures of it. I'll post it a little later on my Instagram. I'll post the picture of it. The mural on the side of the wall is awesome. That store is crazy.
It's beautiful. It's like arcade games. I love the framed jerseys. I love the arcade games in the store. It's a great time.
Yeah, it's that's something. But what I will say, and I got yelled at by some of my followers for tweeting this, but I went with a friend who was part of the group who was a Dolphins fan, and it gets very loud in there. They pride themselves, like you said, on being the 12s, which is, you know, the 12 flags and people wearing 12 jerseys that say fan in the back. It's like, yeah, all right, that's a little weird, but it gets so loud in there that my buddy goes like, there's no way this is not pumped in, because like his point was, we're looking around like our section and stuff, and you see a lot of people like cross-legged, like just sitting their arms crossed, like a lot of older fans, just a lot of people like sitting down, not screaming, not really into it. So I wonder, you know, if there was some kind of aid to how loud it is, because the, you know, part of the stadium is open too. You have the Hawks Nest.
I just think naturally
sounds going to escape that way. It's not a dome, right? I mean, I know the part, you know, behind the benches, it's kind of half covered, but it is pretty open. But yeah, they're loud and they're definitely, and the city is most definitely into the team. And again, I'm not trying to be negative and get angry because my team lost, like whatever. I don't care. But it was like creepily loud, and to me, it just didn't add up.
Eddie, I gotta call you out on one little thing here. You're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Now, I've watched football games with you, and I have a hard time believing on Sunday that you had that same kumbaya attitude. Just saying, that's all. I'm just gonna put it out there.
We lost.
I'm glad that you've
Walked to a bar down the block. We're playing Papa Shot and you know, skee ball and buck hunter and you know, talking to fans. Like, it doesn't, I would just happen to be nice there for
it
the
must
weekend.
Have been the Sean Kemp in you. The Sean Kemp in you. Just really mellowed you out.
Not for the game. The game I was but
it's hard to be like aggressively indignant when you're visiting and on someone else's turf. Like in a week and a half, I am going to see the Colts play the Raiders in Vegas, and I'm genuinely scared.
Yes.
Not about the Colts winning or losing, about being smashed into something. Like, so I'm gonna, like, I don't want CJ to wear cult stuff. I will be in my cult stuff and I will be like, yay, okay, like Sam Ellinger, what's going on? But I'm gonna be fully trying to make friends. I am gonna be like, oh my God, I love Mark Davis. Like, Max Crosby, that's my friend. I'm gonna be trying to endear myself because I don't wanna get my head smashed in. So I do think if you're like in your own stadium, like, what the? It's easier and less scary.
I think my parents realized they had a problem when I was a child and they brought me to the Crosstown Classic, the White Sox against the Cubs, and I was talking crap to Cubs fans at like 7 years old.
You can
and
get my away parents with it. Like, oh boy. No one's going to fight a little girl. You know, that's why it's like, maybe I'll stuff my stomach and pretend I'm pregnant again. So no one.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So Raiders crazy doesn't throw me onto the field. Now, you're not allowed to pump noise in, though. That is against the rules. Okay, because the Colts at the old stadium were accused of it. And I would like to be on record of saying being in that stadium was probably the loudest thing I'd ever heard. And the stadium was old enough at that point, it would get so loud and people were stomping so much, it was shaking and things were falling from the dome. So, fun.
When you said pump at first, I thought you were going to say, you're not allowed to pump in the Raiders stadium, are you? And I was like, Megan, I just don't think you should do that.
I will walk in with my breastfeeding bag and go, where's the mother's room? Thank you.
It's like right next to the black hole. Oh, you have to pump in the black hole. I think they would be nice to.
I go, this is fresh LA organic breast milk. Okay. You take this puppy down, you're going to be able to drink 15 Bud Lights without a blink of the eye. Okay. What else? Megan, do you have any other
what else we got to talk about
that are really in your craw?
Yeah, I was very happy. The Vikings, they won. I mean, this is
they're
a team
that's 6-1.
I know they're a team that has good players, but like they're not good.
But they're 6-1.
Nobody's good. I know, but nobody's
they're
going
to win the division
this year's NFL except the Chiefs and the Bills. Those are the only two teams that are good in this year's NFL.
Okay, well,
I'm just saying it right now.
That brings me to this question I wanted to pose. I want Eddie to chime in too. We are now past the halfway mark of the season. The trade deadline is behind us. Do you have a best of the NFC, best of the AFC? Do you have a Super Bowl matchup that you'd be willing to not necessarily put money on, but put your reputation behind?
I like the Bills coming out of the AFC. Mm-hmm. It could be the Bills or Chiefs. It's a coin toss, but I want the Bills to come out of it. I love the Chiefs, but we've been there. We've done that. Bills. And out of the NFC, San Francisco's not that good either, but they look better. And maybe when they have Christian McCaffrey and Debo, they'll be even better.
And it's worth mentioning that Christian McCaffrey threw – received and ran for a touchdown this past weekend. And so that trade, the first week was a little like, what's going on? Learning the playbook. It does seem to be clicking. A lot of jokes being made that Christian McCaffrey can now teach our hunk Jimmy G how to throw. The NFC is definitely the stinkier of the conferences. And the Eagles are undefeated. The Eagles are undefeated. Yeah. Jalen Hurts looks like a genuine MVP candidate.
Listen, if the Phillies win the World Series, which it's trending in that direction at this moment, the world will end. The world will end if the Phillies and the Eagles have both in the Super Bowl and in the World Series. Like, we cannot have that. We can't.
You guys remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and that man ate horse?
I was there.
That man ate horse poop off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know if the city can survive while Abbott Elementary is climbing the number one show in America. What? Oh my gosh. The Liberty Bell.
I love Ava. Oh my God. I love Ava.
They're going to steal the Liberty Bell and break it again. Okay. So you're saying 49ers, hopefully Bills.
Yes. That's great.
I would also love for it to be the Bills. Update. My niece has since worn the Stefon Diggs jersey. I sent the picture to Megan. Did she look happy, Megan?
She looked so pissed
off. She looked so upset. She's 6 years old. And it's like,
my favorite is we need to have this, like, we need to find a way for our listeners to see this picture because she's sitting there with a scowl on her face, holding up two fingers as a peace sign, but holding them down by her waist because she's just like, I hate this. Yes. And I know I have to wear it. My parents forced me to wear this. And now they forced me to take a picture. But as I was watching Sunday Night Football, Diggs had a great game.
Yes.
And I was thinking about your niece watching on the couch.
My dad, this isn't even his niece. This is the other side of the family. My dad texted the one family thread and said, "Ooh, she better be lucky she got that Stephon Diggs jersey because there's not going to be room on that bandwagon." And then CJ screenshots it, sends it to her parent. Like, there's a whole chain of command where we're trying to make this child like her Stephon Diggs jersey, and it's just not happening. But if they go to the Super Bowl. So I desperately want this for Bills Mafia, for upstate New York. They truly deserve this. I think it could be fun. My NFC, it really is a toss-up between 49ers, Eagles, Giants. I think upstate New York versus New York City could be really
You think this Giants team is a I mean, they're going to make the playoffs maybe, but you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
I mean, make the playoffs maybe. I think they'll get in as they'll either win the division or they'll be in as a wild card.
And I think they're going to get in, but you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
No, okay. They're in third place. I would imagine it would be Eagles 49ers. That's who I think will be the NFC Championship game. Eddie's sitting right here, Megan. Okay, can you throw
me
a bone?
I know. Listen, but I got another question.
But
for
I'm
him
saying
too.
I think that would be fun. Who I do desperately want to be in is the Buffalo Bills, though. Eddie,
yes, we're both.
I think, well, just to address the Giants thing, like, I would not pick them to win the Super Bowl, but I think that I think Megan C her brain's been infected by, like, the recent NFL media of, like, you need a quarterback who is a Mahomes to win games, and I just don't think that's true anymore, which is why, like, I think not even counting the Eagles as a team that could win the Super Bowl, I think is doing a real disservice to how good this Eagles team is. Like, the only question the Eagles had in the offseason was how good could Jalen Hurts be? Could Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni work it out? And they're going above and beyond. I mean, throwing three touchdown passes to A.J. Brown. Every position on that team is good. Like, they are really good on paper. There's a reason why they're undefeated.
I just don't like the Eagles. That's why I didn't pick them. And listen, Jimmy G is not a Mahomes caliber.
I despise everything about them.
Forgetting about the Cowboys. The Cowboys are not a bad team.
I was going to bring up the Cowboys. I think the NFC representative is from the NFC East. I think it's the Cowboys or it's going to be the Eagles. NFC South, not a chance. NFC North, I cannot buy into the Vikings just yet. And the NFC West, I'd rather take Dak or Jalen Hurts in a win scenario versus Jimmy G, even with McCaffrey and Debo. So I think it's the NFC East. I think for the AFC, it's a little bit easier. Like you guys said, Chiefs, Bills. I'd say probably the Bills. The Bills are on a mission. They're on a war path to get back after how it happened ended last year. And I will throw out a dark horse team that I do really like a lot. And this team did beat the Bills, the Miami Dolphins. And they're loading up. There was a reason why they were pretty active at the trading deadline. If Tua is healthy and stays healthy, I mean, he just showed last week what he could do. By the way, Tyreek Hill is on pace to break the single season receiving yards record. So that is an explosive offense. And they added some defensive pieces. They have the ground game now solidified. They brought in Jeff Wilson. I like the Dolphins team. A lot of people are kind of sleeping on them because of how good the Bills and Chiefs are, but I think they'll be in the mix. So if you said actual pick two, I'll go Eagles, Bills.
Okay. So Eddie and I are in agreement probably on that.
How long until Christian McCaffrey's girlfriend, Eddie's friend, Olivia Culpo, leaves Christian McCaffrey for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Wow. If he gets injured again next week, then she'll move over.
I wonder if Christian's even thought of that, because that's a real
thing. I mean,
I would be like, no, you can't come to my game. you're sick. Okay, like, I would truly be trying to keep her as far away from Arrowhead as possible. Is it even?
Listen, a girl that looks like that with a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo in her sights, I mean,
Can I take a second to toot my own horn? I am in first place in my fantasy football league, and my quarterbacks are Tom Brady and Matt Ryan. So you know what that means?
Story?
I put together one hell of a team around them. Pretty proud of myself.
Good for you.
GM.
Last week I started Derek Carr and he got a whopping 1.9 points for me. So thanks a lot, Derek Carr. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, on that note, let's take a break and then we'll come back with all of the dysfunction that's happening elsewhere.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, we're back. We need to place our bets. What we're feeling about.
Okay. So I put mine in already. This is going to be my first ever teaser, which I'm so excited about. Mikey Meatballs taught me all about teasers this week, and I think this is the perfect time in the NFL to bet a teaser because we're starting to figure out what these teams are about. So you're asking me, Megan, I'm a novice gambler. What is a teaser? Well, let me help you here.
Thank you.
You can do 6-point teasers. You can do 10-point teasers. And so say the Detroit Lions, They are 3-point underdogs, right? So if I have them in a 6-point teaser, that means they're 9-point underdogs in the teaser. So I have the Lions, the Falcons, and the Seahawks in a 6-point teaser. So that means the Lions will be +9, the Falcons also +9, and the Seattle Seahawks +7.5. I don't know how the Seahawks are underdogs playing the Cardinals, and it brings my whopping total to a +140. I put $50 on that. And that's what I'm rolling with this week.
How bad is it that the Packers are only 3-point favorites over the Lions? Like,
And the Lions play tight. Their record is not very good, but they are in every game they play in except for the game against the Patriots.
I'm seeing that the Bills are favored by 13 over the Jets. Now, I think if this was any other year, yes, take that. I don't think this Jets team is that bad. And I think they're coming off of this 3-interception game by our little Hitler youth QB, as I like to call him. And I think he was given attitude in his presser. Okay. He was taking a little Belichick. I don't look at the stats. I don't know. I said, Zach Wilson, did somebody's mom break up with you? You are Matt Ash. So I think he's going to have a little fire underneath him. He got his fruit snack. He went trick or treating. He got a juice box and I take them not to win, but definitely to cover.
To cover. Okay. I like that. Especially because like last week, whenever there's big lines,
that's too much.
Too much parity in the league. Like last week, the Packers, for as bad as they are, I mean, they lost by 10 and the line was 10.5.
And
thanks
I took
a lot,
them.
Packers.
And I took them.
So Eddie, do you have a bet? Nothing? No bet? No, you never give a bet, well, but if you have one, you can.
I'll give a college one. I like Tennessee's getting 8.5. I like Tennessee to keep it close versus Georgia.
It's a big weekend.
They stayed very close and obviously won the game versus Alabama. I think it'll be a similar type of game versus Georgia. There's a reason why Tennessee's scoring the most points in the nation. I think we're getting an all-time classic game this weekend very early in the season, so it's going to be really, really fun to watch Tennessee-Georgia. By the way, cheapest ticket to get in the stadium is $626 for a regular season game.
But then there's student tickets that are less than that, right?
Sure. If we want to go, the cheapest ticket to
student.
Get in is $626 right now. I saw that tweet a couple minutes ago. Crazy price.
That's wild.
I would steal a student's ID and dress younger and try to pose as a college student.
I would stuff my shirt again, be pregnant, and go, hey, y'all, I got knocked up freshman year, but I'm here and I want to watch this game. I am so excited for this game. I truly have not been this excited about a college matchup. The rankings have officially come out to the first round of of rankings. Before that, it's just been sort of AP poll, coaches polls. So we have Tennessee at number one, Ohio State number two, Georgia three, Clemson rounding out the four that would get into the playoff, Michigan at five, Alabama outside right now at six.
And you can get great odds to bet on these guys right now, like Alabama plus 375 to win the Natty.
Wow. So obviously all eyes are going to be on that Tennessee-Georgia game. Whew. Eddie, you said you're taking Tennessee.
I'm taking Tennessee as well.
Wow. Eight feels like a lot, though. So I'm taking my couch because I will be watching it there. And it's, you know, every weekend's been so like busy, 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 busy. I think CJ has to do something on Saturday. So Conrad and I finally got him in this little thing called the office, and I try and turn him away because he really loves to watch sports. He's just like fascinated by the TV, and they're not supposed to be watching TV. And I really try and lay down the law, and I lose, obviously. I come down and he's watching like a bad Bulls game. I'm like, what is he? This is burning his brain. Speaking of the NBA, the other news outside of Steve Nash, coming out of San Antonio, the Spurs released their 2021 first round pick, Josh Primo. It was surprising, I think, to many because he was such an important pick to them, and they are in a sense rebuilding, and this seemed like a major piece of that. He then released a statement that he was going to be working through the trauma and the mental health that he had been struggling with. And then it came to light that there were multiple allegations coming out about him exposing himself to Spurs female employees and then outside of the organization as well. And a wrinkle in this too is that the lawyer representing his accuser also represented the accusers in the Deshaun Watson case.
What is wrong with, like, I've never heard of a woman like, oh, she exposed herself to him. Like, why are men pulling their penises out all of the time?
Well,
please stop.
I think it's a power thing. And it's not because, and this was said with Deshaun Watson. Why can't he find a woman that wants to have sex with him? He's a hot NFL quarterback. And it's like, but that's not what it's about for them. It's about power. It's about control. Yeah. It's about fear and making the woman in the situation feel like they can't get out of it and that they're forced to do this. That is what they're getting off on. Josh is a young kid, and this is really sad all the way around.
It's disgusting.
It's really disgusting. He references his trauma, which makes me believe that he may have been abused in his past. I do not know that, but there is a cycle abuse of if you are abused, you have a much higher likelihood of then to become an abuser. So just a really tough, bad situation. The Spurs are a class organization. I think Greg Popovich like truly should run for public office, is a great orator and falls on the right side of history on everything. So they were correct to do this. It's just, it's really tough. I hope he is rehabilitated. I hope he is able to apologize. They come to something that is beneficial for these accusers and that there is a path forward for him. I really would hate for this to be something that ruins his career. And I don't usually say that, but
Yeah, I was going to say, because like with Deshaun Watson, our conversations were like, why was he ever playing in the league again? So then for Josh Primo, for us to think like, oh, I hope he has a comeback story. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with all of this.
All I ever want is for the accusers and the victims to have peace. And if they have peace, then that is the most important thing. I think Deshaun Watson dragged them and kept fighting with them. And the path forward needs to be, I did something wrong and I would like to rehabilitate and give back to the community of people that I have wronged. That almost never happens. And I'm just saying, I hope in this situation that it does.
I hope so too. I don't have a lot of faith that it will, but I hope so. Yeah. Hey, here's to hoping, right?
Here's to hoping.
Let's hope that the Astros get back on track because, like I said, I mean, Philly, I don't want them to win. I don't. And I know the Astros are cheaters, but I'm rooting for the Astros on this one. I felt so bad for McCullers last night because he just gave up way too many home runs. There was a lot of thought that he was tipping pitches after Bryce Harper hit a home run and then spoke to his teammate. His teammate then went on to hit another home run. A lot of people criticizing Dusty Baker because he did not pull McCullers. So, I don't know. I do think Dusty really screwed up there, especially when you look at the Astros bullpen. They are the strongest bullpen in Major League Baseball. So he really should have left it to the bullpen. I think this one's on Dusty.
I like when the Astros lose, and I want them to continue to lose. I have not watched 1 second. My eyes haven't even glanced at this World Series. I truly don't care. And
Friday's game was an all-timer. I know. I mean, innings. It had the drama. It had a comeback. It really was
I'm being stubborn and spiteful, and they're not good qualities, but that's what's happening. And there's just so much. There's so much sports and there's so much good stuff on TV right now and Halloween that I'm like, this is, and I also kind of want to punish Major League Baseball because I think the timing of when they had this start was stupid. I think they should have started it like almost immediately. And now it's like, you're competing with football, you're competing with Halloween, you're competing with college. Like, yeah, you're going to fall to the back burner. And these are not like, not very too likable teams. That does remind me, the other sports costume at the Halloween party, Trastros. A couple was dressed as Trastros. LA, we're very upset still. So I do hope the Phillies win. And I like the mascots. I think they're fun. I didn't even
Philly
know.
Philly does have a good couple mascots in their town. Yeah,
I didn't even know game 3 was postponed. I truly, like, it's like off the map for me. I have no clue. Okay, Megan, we've reached the end of the show. What are we putting on this Colts Patriots game? Are we doing tweets? Are we doing, I mean, that.
Well, tweets we did last year.
Obviously, ended disastrously.
We switch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not great. It was funny though. I can look back now and laugh. At the time, I was a little nervous.
Okay.
But, I don't think we should do a tweet. Eddie, do you have anything good? Do we have a cap of consequences type of thing that we should do here?
I mean, we can get Sal involved and maybe we can have him give us a suggestion. He is like the king of the mischief.
We'll get Sal involved.
Okay, I think we should get Sal involved. And if he wants to have us on, come on the show and discuss, we'll do it.
Because the reality is, I'm not, like, the Colts very well may lose. It's kind of... there's a phrase that I actually can't say, but it's no longer politically correct. But we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. No offense. I have a lot of Patriots teams on my incredible fantasy football team that have been putting up numbers for me, and I love the Colts, but it's like, it's poopy on poopy.
Yeah. I'm just not excited about this Patriots team, but I would like the fan base, please, to stop getting on Mac Jones's case. It's his second year. And as I stated earlier in this podcast, Josh Allen was not a good quarterback for 3 seasons before he became an MVP candidate. So can we relax?
Yes.
I know he's throwing some picks. I know he's not doing so great. I know he's looking a little slow. He is a child. He will be okay. And like I said last week, if he ends up as a Kirk Cousins, that's a huge win, okay? I know it's not Brady, but if he ends up as Kirk Cousins, that's great for the franchise.
In general, sports fans are impatient, stupid, and mean. And I say that to my own fan base that I'm a part of. I hear these boos raining down, and it's like they don't want to be losing. These guys are out there, in some cases, putting their lives on the line. Be nicer, okay? We're not all going to go 17-0. It's not all going to be Super Bowls. Am I thrilled with some of the decisions? No, but they're not also the ones making the decisions. Have a nice time. It's the holidays. Damn it.
Oh, we're already starting the holidays. All right. Well, you do have your Mariah on, so I guess I'll start getting my Christmas spirit intact.
Well, and Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this bad Colts team.
I'll work on thinking what I'm thankful of for the next show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Megan Fun of Sports. We will see you all next week.
One of us will be a loser, so TBD.